The roll shows 20 members present this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The chaplain this morning is Father Herb McMurtry of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for all who have been elected or appointed to positions of leadership in the government of the state. Bless especially, we pray, each member of this Senate. In times of favor, grant them humility. In times of trial, give them courage. Keep us ever mindful that what we do here affects the lives of many. Give us the grace to criticize ideas rather than people and the charity to respect another's dignity. In the moment of lonely decision, let not our confidence in you fail. And may the spirit of cooperation guide our deliberations and resound in our common good. All this we ask through your holy name. Amen.
The colors and the Pledge of Allegiance will be presented by Juneau Boy Scout Troop 21. Senator
Jaroff. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, today's prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 121st legislative day, the final supplemental journal, and Senate Journal Supplement Number 7.
Senator Taylor.
I ask unanimous consent that the journals and supplement be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. That brings us to, Senator Rieger and Senator Ellis please call on the governor and notify him that the Senate is convened and ready to do business? And would Senator Kelly and Senator Jaroff please call upon the House and notify them that the Senate is convened and ready to do business? And that brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to, since the senator is leaving, take this opportunity to introduce the guest that's in Senator Ziegler's gallery, the wife of Senator Jaroff, Barbara Jaroff.
Senator Little.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce an intern who's working in my office this session. He's in the Miller's Gallery. I can't even see him from here, but his name is Daryl Royce. Daryl, if you could please stand. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Phillips.
God, he almost forgot my name here. Mr. President, Mr. President, in the Ziegler Gallery, you and I have our own assemblyman from Chugach-Gigaboo, Chuck Landers.
Senator Salo.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce first in the Miller's Gallery my legislative intern this year, who's from Girdwood, and her name is Katarina Bennett. And then I'd also like to introduce my husband, Rob Salo, who's here from tonight.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Miller's Gallery is a friend of mine that we worked on a number of issues the last couple of years, especially on railroad issues. Although he lives in Juneau now, he is a former legislator from an area that I now represent, the Nana area. Please help him welcome Red Swanson.
Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, Miller Gallery is one of my assemblymen from Spinard, Joe Murdy. I'd like to welcome him. And also in the Ziegler Gallery, one of my legislative aides, Deborah Looper.
Further introductions? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Miller's gallery, a constituent of mine and a good friend, and I think a friend of many in this body, Rosalie Walker.
Further introductions? Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Miller Gallery is a person who just retired from a long and I think distinguished career with BP, and he took on another new job full-time, and that's my husband, Michael Williams.
Further introductions? If there are no further introductions, that brings us to messages from the governor.
Message dated January 4th, dear Mr. President, under the provisions of Article 3, Section 18 of the Alaska Constitution, I am requesting the opportunity to address a joint session of the 18th Alaska State Legislature on Tuesday, January 11th at 8 p.m. for the presentation of the State of the State, and Thursday, January 13th at 8 p.m. for the presentation of the State of the Budget Address. I would like to outline for the legislature policy and budget matters that lie before us. We can then proceed with our work as expeditiously as possible. Thank you for your cooperation in this effort. I look forward to a successful session. With best regards, sincerely, Walter J. Hickel. And those are all the messages from the governor, Mr. President.
Senator Kelly and Senator Jaro. Thank you, Senator Kelly. That brings us to messages from the House.
Message dated January 6th, dear Mr. President, the House of Representatives respectfully requests the Senate to meet in joint session in the House chamber on Tuesday, January 11th at 8 p.m. to receive Governor Hickel's State of the State address, and Thursday, January 13th at 8 p.m. to receive Governor Hickel's State of the Budget address.
Senator Taylor.
The Senate accept the House invitation to meet in joint session on Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m.
Without objection, the Senate will accept the House's invitation for joint sessions at 8 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. Representative Phillips and Representative Ulmer.
Mr. President, we do bring a message from the House. That message is that we're here, ready to do business, and we're going to have a short session.
Thank you very much, and convey my agreement with the House.
Thank you.
Senator Taylor.
This time I would move that we recess to the call of the chair. Do you have a specific time?
We will try 11 o'clock, but we won't take the action on the motion until we hear from Senator Duncan.
At ease before we recess, please. Just for a moment.
Senate. Oh, excuse me. Before we recess, we have our delegation from the governor's office, senators.
We have informed the governor that the Senate is in order and ready to conduct the public's business. He tells us that he had hoped we had adjourned.
Thank you very much, Senators.
At ease.
We're at ease. Senate please come back to order? Before us is the motion to recess. Senator Salo.
Thank you. The minority will caucus in the Butchovich room upon recess.
Further announcements before the recess. Without objection, the Senate stands in recess to the call of the chair.